All right, we are, approaching the bottom of the 7 a.m. hour, and before we head into your ABC News, I have a guest here, Lieutenant Stephanie Norman from the Worcester
Yay!
Post of the State Highway Patrol, and this is our first time this year. You
I know.
had Michael the last time. You weren't here the week before, so or last week. So, welcome to 2021.
I'm hoping it gets better.
We can only, we just gotta have faith. That's
Yes.
gotta have faith. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, while I was driving in, I noticed that a lot of folks aren't really checking their headlights or the lights on their vehicles. So I just want to give a reminder, everybody. Do a walk around on your vehicle every so often to make sure that all the lights are working. And if they are working, you should probably use them.
What? They're there? You're supposed to use them? Oh.
Right. So nowadays, and we've all seen it. It's wintertime. Everything just seems gray outside. Sometimes your cars are covered with remnants of salt and all those other things. Everything is just really gray and dingy. So make sure you're taking the time to make sure that you got your headlights on so that people can see you. No, it's not required during the daytime to have them on, but it's a safety factor. It's a matter of making sure people can see you so that they're not pulling out in front of you or rear-ending you. These are just little things that you can do to keep 2021 a safe year for you.
Because some people, I won't name names, don't like to wash their car very often.
Well,
And it just gets gross and blends with the road because everything's just gross this time of year.
Right. It's gross, it's gray, it's very hard to see. So we just want to remind folks, make yourself as visible as possible. Why not? It doesn't cost you a dime. The way that the headlights are designed these days, they last longer. It's not like the old days where, within a year, you've got to replace your bulbs and those types of things. So just, take the time, do what you can to keep yourself safe. And this is just a little thing that you can do.
And if you have a headlight out, get it fixed. There's a vehicle I pass on my way to work every morning that's had a headlight out for about a week or so now.
And it happens,
It does. And sometimes you got to get that paycheck, but it's important. You can't see good.
Right. You want to be able to see if there's a deer off the side of the road. You want to be able to see if there's a pedestrian or a buggy or something that's traveling on the roadway. Because this time of year, it's darker longer throughout the day. So you need to do what you can to keep yourself and keep others safe. We remind folks, newer vehicles, they have the auto lights. Make sure when your vehicle has those auto lights, make sure that you're checking to make sure that the back lights are on. A lot of times it will just have that lower beam of light that's on. So you assume that your headlights are on, but your taillights might not be on. So you need to make sure that you're actually flipping the switch of your headlights to make sure that they're functioning.
And taillights are important too, not just headlights, because they help people behind you really get a better idea of that distance of where your car is.
Absolutely. So, as far as lights from behind the vehicle, you need to make sure that they're red. You need to make sure that you have a white plate light. You need to make sure that all the lights are operating.
All the lights.
All the lights.
Turn signals.
Nowadays, vehicles have the three lights. You've got the two on the rear taillights, and then you've got typically have one in the back window. Make sure that all those lights are functioning as well. The law requires one, but why take the chance?
I
Why take the
mean,
chance?
right, like, why go with the lowest options? Go all out.
Again, it's a matter of making sure that people can see you. Make sure that your turn signals are working. So
And
if,
use them.
right, gotta use them. So here's a little hint, because we find a lot of people don't know the little things about your car. So if you're sitting in your car and you don't have the dash lights, say all of a sudden the dash lights aren't working, that's your hint that you don't have any lights in the back. The manufacturer has designed that so to give you that hint,
Da-da.
hey, this isn't something isn't functioning on your car, and it's not just your dash lights. So again, put your headlights on, take a walk around and take a look. The other thing, if you hit your turn signal and it's clicking really, really fast, that means you've got a turn signal that's out as
Or there
well.
is no tick tick.
Right. So little things that you should probably know about your vehicle.
We are teaching you things as we drive. We are passing on knowledge.
You know, and it's that's the thing. You know, we automatically, especially like we put a young driver in the car. These are the little things that we should be teaching them about their vehicle and making sure that they know so that they're prepared from here on out.
And it's all about your safety. By using these things, it lets people see you coming. It lets people know that you're turning. It lets people know that you're stopping. These are important things to keep people from hitting your vehicle.
And do you know why it's important that you need it? Other than obviously the crash. But people don't know what you're doing. You know, nobody's a mind reader out there. So you need to make sure that you let people know what your intentions are. When you're using your signals, you know, turn your signal on in advance, not at the last minute. And we see this a lot down
here.
But
not like 50,000 miles away.
Right.
Because there are some people who do that. You're like, oh, nope, not there. Oh, nope, they're not turning there.
Right. So, you know, little things to pay attention to. You know, we still have a lot of people that are traveling here to Amish country. And we do. We see a lot of sightseers that, you know, they're not sure where they're going to turn. They've got the signal on. When you see that, hint, hint, you better make sure you know what they're doing. If they're traveling slow and they have a signal on and you decide, I don't want to be behind them anymore, I'm going to pass them. You better make sure that they're not turning when you're making that pass. So be a little patient, leave a little bit early, make sure that you know what's going on.
And, you know, it's really awesome that a lot of the Amish buggies are using turn signals, lights, and things, too. So it's important that our buggies, our carts, our bicycles are making sure that their lights are working, that they have their turn signals if they have one with a turn signal, because they're even more important on those type of vehicles.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you are traveling around a buggy, you know, typically here in the area, they'll make their turn from the berm because it's just a little bit safer. They're off the roadway just in case somebody is coming up quickly behind them. So if you see one stopped on the berm, you know, obviously they're going to be doing something. So be prepared just in case they decide to make that left-hand turn. Look for the hand out the window if they don't have the lights on it. Look for them to be signaling to let you know what they're going to do because, again, we're not mind readers. We got to know what people were doing.
So now just to recap for those who aren't aware, if they're making a left turn,
left hand out.
If they're making a right turn, arms in the right angle, right.
Exactly. And then obviously if they're stopping, left hand down.
So these, you know, a lot of, you know, younger folk don't know these. You know, I remember learning them as a youngster, but it's people expect there to be blinkers and lights.
Right. You know, so, and it's not only the buggies that are going to be signaling, you know, your bicyclists. And we have not only Amish that are traveling on bicycles, we have a lot of folks that train professionally to ride, that do bicycling way more than most people do.
They choose to bicycle.
Silly people. Exercise. So make sure that you're paying attention to these folks because, you know, we want to keep everybody safe out there on the roadway. So little things that you can do is pay attention.
Lights, 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 lights are important. I wrote a little song. That's my song. That's all the more lyrics we're getting. And use them at the right time like your high beams.
Absolutely. So one last thing, a reminder about colored lights. So the lights from the front, the only lights that you can have on the front are the white or the yellow amber for your turn signals. The lights from the rear, it's your brake lights, the red. You might have amber back there, which isn't too typical to have that in the rear. And then your white light for your plate. Now, people have put colored lights around their license plate. You can do that as long as the white light is visible.
Illuminating your plate.
Right. And you can't cover up any portion of the license plate, the registration sticker, the county sticker, or the state emblem. So you can have that, but you just got to be very careful with that. And I will put this out for everybody. You cannot have a blue light on the front of your vehicle.
No blue lights.
And part of that is it's reserved for law enforcement. We don't want anybody to be confused about, you know, you maybe you're speeding and you're pulling up behind somebody pretty quick. They may assume that you're a law enforcement officer. So blue lights are out. Sorry.
No blue lights. And, you know, it's really restricted with any kind of lights on top, you know, with colors and things.
Right.
Because of, you know, volunteer fire department folk have lights and they have certain credentials they have to reach to get those. So
right.
Just think about it. Know the rules.
Right. And you can have whatever color light you want emitting from the bottom of your vehicle. So I've seen a lot of people putting the neon lights underneath. You're fine. You're good to go. No issue with that. But one other thing I want to talk about, lights with lights. Have you seen those white bars of lights that are, looks like it could illuminate the moon?
You can't see it through the radio, but I'm scowling because I know what she's talking about.
So, those are extremely bright, and you, it's fine to have those if you're using it as a high beam. So
when no one's around.
When no one's around. So you need to make sure that you're dimming those if you have traffic coming upon you. They're great. They do illuminate. People can see you definitely.
They can see you like 10 miles away.
But people can't travel if they're traveling in the opposite direction and be able to see clearly. So make sure you're being courteous and make sure you're dimming those as traffic's coming towards you, because they are extremely bright. And technically with the lumens and the rules as far as how bright you can have your lights, that would be something that you would have to dim.
And there are rules for that, folks. There are rules.
Right. So, front of your vehicle, the most white lights you can have from the front is 5. So, you know, that to me would qualify 100 lights.
Right?
Because they are so bright.
The whole time we've been talking about this, I've been singing, blinded by the light, like in my head, because that's just what it makes me think of. Because I'm like, I can't see. And then you see spots, and then it's dangerous.
Right.
Because something could jump out in front of you. There's been tons of critters.
Exactly.
So be courteous, folks. Be kind.
And for our truck drivers, make sure that you got all your side markings, those lights working, operational, so that people can see you, so people don't run stop signs and run into the back of your trailers.
And they can see you turning, and they
exactly.
can see all of that. There are some really awesomely lit up trucks that you ain't gonna miss them.
Right. And that's the goal.
Yes. You want to see them, because sometimes those trailers are a little bit hard to pick up in this scowly weather.
Right. So real important, just everybody just do your part. Make yourself visible.
You know, like the Lil Wayne song Shots, we can go lights, 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 lights. All right. That's enough of my singing for this morning while we still have listeners. All right. We've covered lights, lights. Lights are important. Use your lights in the proper manner and follow the rules.
Nobody Simple. Likes rules,
but
they're there for a reason.
They're for your
keep
safety,
you safe.
Protecting you. All right. Thank you, Lieutenant
Thank you.
Norman, for joining us this morning. And right